أن تخرج من ضيق الظلماء إلى النور، أن تولد ثانية والماضي مغفور، لحظة أن تشعر بالله في قلبك يقذف بهدى، هذا ما لا يدركه وصف وشعور.
يا الله
إني ناديتك وسعيت، إني استهديتك فهديت، بالقرآن أنرت طريقي.
Born in Los Angeles, California, raised in Pomona, California. I'm from a family of 12. There's 8 boys and 4 girls. The fourth oldest in the lineup.
شكرا اخي حسين على هذه الاستضافه في هذا المنزل المبارك الجميل. ما شاء الله كل الشباب هذا البيت وهذا المنزل لفت نظرنا. صوره ما شاء الله مكه، الايات، حتى ايات ما شاء الله مترجمة صورة ما شاء الله المساجد. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك لك في هذا المنزل ويبارك لك في أبنائك.
My mother and my father they converted to Islam during their teenage years. My father he actually became Muslim at a young age as well. And when he brought Islam to us, it was great because he was from what we would say the streets. So he was real street, but he taught Islam in everything that he did. So he was able to use a mixture of the things he learned growing up, coupled with Islam, and bring Islam to us in a very applicable way.
أخي حسين، أنت نشأت ما شاء الله وولدت في ولاية كاليفورنيا وانتقلت إلى دالاس. ما هو السبب؟
I went to a class called Behind the Scenes, taught by Sheikh Omar Suleiman. And I meet this guy, and he asked me, he pulled me to the side, and he said, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing good. And he said, no, how are you doing? And we probably sat down and had a 30-minute to an hour-long conversation just about how my heart was doing, how my soul was doing. And at the conclusion of that talk, I was like, man. And then he said, yeah, you should move to Dallas. We can hang out. And I was like, who is this guy?
حسين ما شاء الله يعني صديقي ودائما يأتي عندي، والحمد لله احنا عندنا علاقة قوية جدا. التواضع عنده عجيب جدا ما شاء الله، وهذا أنا يعني سبحان الله أنا محسوب عنده يعني إمام وشيخه، بس سبحان الله هو بالنسبة للأخلاق وخاصة التواضع اللي عنده هو شيخي في هذا. يعني
growing up my parents they were very strict on us in terms of being having good manners, being good people, being good Muslims, caring for one another. One of my mother's things that she used to always say is, you know, one for your brother, what you want for yourself. She took the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أنت ما شاء الله تربيت على القرآن من والدتك عسى الله يحفظها. الآن أنت حريص على تعليم أبنائك القرآن وتحفيظهم القرآن.
Yes, Jalal, Alhamdulillah, Mashallah, he knows more Quran Arabic than I do, and when he learned Juzama. As a gift to him for learning, we went for Umrah together.
ما شاء الله جلال نقدر جلال ما شاء الله موجود قاعد يصورنا هني الله جلال تفضل.
Our relationship with the Quran was instilled in us early by our mother. Every morning after Salat al-Fajr, we would all sit down and we would read.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.
We teach our children in the same manner in which my mother taught us and my father taught us. Every morning we read the Quran, and everything we do we reference the Quran, we reference the ahadith that we know and that we understand. The same way my mother brought us in and said this is what you need to survive, that's the same way we raise our children.
احنا دائما نقول أنت لما تربي أبنائك على الإيمان وعلى التربية السليمة، أنت ما راح تنشئ أسرة سليمة فقط، أنت راح تنشئ بإذن الله مجتمع سليم متربي على الإيمان وأخلاق القرآن. مثل البذرة اللي أنت تبذرها راح تنبت بإذن الله شجرة، وهذه الشجرة تخرج ثمر يكون للأجيال القادمة كلها. الله عز وجل يلحق الأبناء بالآباء في الجنة، ولكن بشرط والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان. الشرط هو الإيمان. ما هي الآية التي غيرت حياتك وجعلتك فعلا تتمسك بالهداية والإيمان؟
In Surah Duha, Allah says, وَوَجَدَكَ دَوَلًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ آيلًا فَأَغْنَى. And at the time in my life, there was a lot going on. There was a lot going on that a lot of things I didn't understand, a lot of things where there was just a lot of stress from work, from family, from different things. I can't even explain how my soul or how my heart felt. And we went for Umrah. And behind the Maqam Ibrahim, I was reading Surah Duha, and it was amazing. It was as if Allah revealed that verse to me. And all of a sudden, the different things that were struggles in life, they became lessons. And it was as if Allah was telling me, like, I see you wandering around lost. Like, I got you. Follow my guidance and you'll be okay. Whenever there's a rough time, whenever there's a tough time, I just remember that Allah is going to be there, and just follow His guidance and I'll be okay.
حلمي أصون تلاوته حتى أذوق حلاوته ليكون لي يوما شفيع لكنني لا أستطيع.
إني ناديتك وسعيت إني استهزيتك فهديت بالقرآن أدرت طريقي.
And then at Washington State University, we were amongst a great group of men, a great group of defensive backs, and everyone pushed one another. Everyone worked, and everyone made each other do extra. Almost every year, we had one or two guys going to play professional football. So I play safety. I'm the last line of defense. So typically, if someone gets past me, it's a bad look for me, and that means points for the other team. So it lessens our chance of winning. So one of my biggest jobs is making sure the receiver doesn't catch the ball. So if the ball comes in the air, either we knock it down or we catch it and we take it for ourselves. If we see a running back or anybody running the ball, we tackle them. So we have probably more tackles. We have some of the hardest hits coming from our position because we have more speed, more force. You know, by the grace and mercy of Allah, I was able to do that, and I was able to go on and have a 7-year NFL career. It's something that not too many people walking this earth can say. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm very blessed and fortunate to be able to have accomplished that.
أخي حسين، أنت ما شاء الله لاعب محترف، صادفك مباريات في رمضان، تدريبات في رمضان مكثفة، كيف تقضي رمضان؟
Ramadan has been a very special month for me and my family. It all started when we were younger and we wanted to play sports and we didn't want to fast. Fasting is too hard, it's too much. And my mother said, well, you have to fast. You're doing this for the sake of Allah. Sports, you just can't play sports. We were like, no, we want to play. So she said, well, you have to do both.
كل المسلمين في أمريكا بصراحة مفتخرين فيه، لأنه ما شاء الله نشوف لاعب أمريكي مسلم بهذا الشكل، بهذا الأدب، وما شاء الله يعني هو كان مشهور قبل ما ذهب إلى الحج، كان مشهور بأنه دائما يصوم في الفوتبال سيزن.
And people are looking at us like, these guys are crazy. Like, what? Like, what's going on? And we tell them, like, we're not fasting just to, you know, prove strength or anything like that. We're doing this for the sake of Allah. So then they say, well, tell me about Islam. Tell me why you fast. How come you can't eat? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? There was once when I was in Minnesota, there was an elder lady, probably a rural country, probably never even heard of Islam before. And I was walking across the street, and she said, hey, are you the guy who can't eat? I said, yeah. She said, well, I respect you and your religion.
Allah.
Simple as that. I'll show you my game room.
Inshallah.
This is where we hang out, me and my son and my nieces and nephews. We watch movies and different things. And I have a bunch of my different achievements and jerseys. This one here is my freshman year in college, where Hamza and I were on the same team. So the first two letters is Hu Abdullah, because he was Ha Abdullah here, Hamza Hussein. So that's how they could tell us apart. And this is a picture from when we wore those jerseys. We actually got to be on the same team at the same time. I played on two, which is a good thing. You don't want to bounce around too much. So I've been fortunate to play with the Minnesota Vikings. When I first came out of college, they gave me a four-year stint with the Vikings. And then we took the year off for Hutch. And coming back, then Kansas City gave me a phone call and said, you know, you have an opportunity to make this team. So I've been able to play for the Kansas City Chiefs for the last 3 years.
قال لي أنا حابب أستشيرك يعني حابب أطلع الحج وأستشيرك يعني في الموضوع. أنا عندي الكونتراكت مع الـ NFL مع الناشونال فوتبال ليج وعارف لو أنا تركت الفوتبال حتى أذهب إلى الحج يعني ممكن ما أرجع ممكن أرجع ولاقي إنه ما في كونتراكت وهذا طبعا نسبة إلهم يعني أكثر من مليون دولار يعني فسبحان الله هو يعني كان تأثر جدا فسبحان الله شفته دائما يعني إذا ذكرنا الحج هو بيبكي
ذهابك إلى الحج وقصة الحج الجميلة معك خاصة أن معك ما شاء الله والدك ووالدتك والدك الله يرحمه ووالدتك الله يطول في عمرها حدثنا عن هذه الرحلة
We went for Hajj and it was a great experience and another benefit my father may Allah have mercy on him he just passed away He just passed away January 2nd of this year, and he got to make Hajj. It was rough, the physical part and all the different things, just even something, just getting to Arafah. And then when we get to Arafah, everything is just cool. Everyone's standing, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone asking for guidance, everyone asking for mercy. It really just, you know, Hajj just changes you for the better. And this is probably my favorite football here because this is what I like to call the Sajda football. That was a great moment for myself as an individual, as a Muslim, as someone who submits to Allah. I remember we were going around and people would say, you know, if you score a touchdown, you should make sajda. You should make sajda. And I was like, I don't know. I said, you know, until my heart is right, I can't do it. I can't do it just for show. So I'm not going to do it. And I remember that week, we needed this game. It was a game we had to have where our season could have just dipped. And I went out there and I played one of the best games of my career, possibly even the best game of my career. It's in the last couple of years, it's been rated one of the best games from a safety position, just practicing in my apartment, saying, when I score a touchdown, I'm going to make sujood. I don't know how I'm going to get the ball. I don't know when I'm going to get the ball. But inshallah, I get the ball, I'm going to score, I'm going to make sujood. And in the fourth quarter, I was able to intercept a pass, and the lane opened up. I had a lot of key blocks. My teammates got in front of me and just kind of cleared the lane. And when I scored, I just crossed the zone, and I was like, okay, Allah did his part of the deal. I got the touchdown. Now it's time for me to make do. And, you know, I made sajda, and subhanAllah, after that, it was like the world just, you know, they was like, what is that? What is going on? And social media, all over social media, people were talking about who is this Muslim player making sajda. I love playing because I have a good time. But also having the last name Abdullah on my back, I don't only represent myself. I represent the Ummah. So I have to make sure I go out there and represent. So I go out there, it puts me in the right frame of mind. And everything that I do, as we're walking out to the tunnel, getting preparing for the game, I'm saying I'm nervous. So I'm saying Ayatul Kursi, trying to calm down.
ليتنا كلنا الشباب نقتدي بهذا الإنسان.
حتى الكوتشز واللعيبة يعني ما يقولوا عنه إلا خير ما شاء الله. فهو يعني يظهر الإسلام الصحيح. طبعا يقول عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه كونوا دعاة لله وأنتم صامتون.
The basic fundamental of Islam is just be a good person. So regardless of who I encounter, when I encounter them, when people look at your household or look at this person and say, no, we have a great guy because we have a Muslim. Allah. This is a Muslim. Allah. So I strive for that standard of character, which I know it can't be reached of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he set a bar, but we're supposed to at least attempt to try to be like him.
سبحان الله دائما أنا أقول وكنت أكلم الشباب عن هذه النقطة أي شخص مشهور سواء كان لاعب مقدم برامج متصدر الإعلام يجب عليه أن يعلم أنه هو مسؤول على كل تصرفاته ومسؤول عن كل تصرفاته وهو قدوة لكل الشباب المسلمين. اللي عجبني بأخونا حسين عبد الله ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن مطبق الإسلام على نفسه، ما يتكلم في شيء، يحافظ على صلاة الفجر، ما يتلفظ بألفاظ بذيئة، دائما مبتسم، هم الدعوة، يطبق قول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بلغوا عني ولو آية، ودائما نتذكر يا مشاهير قول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة: أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم؟ الله يعيننا وياكم.
Okay, so my mother.
3, 2.
Good. Did you laugh though?
كل ما أتلوه أو جيت أسمعه أنت آلامي وأحزاني معه، من عرفت صارت أيامي هنا، نور في الظلمة في الضيقة سعى. كل ما أتلوه أو جيت أسمعه أنت آلامي وأحزاني معه.
ما شاء الله حريص على تعليم أبنائك القرآن وتحفيظ القرآن.
يلا يلا الله يشوف
سرح. أدعوكم لترشيح أفضل المشاريع الدعوية في خدمة الإسلام من وجهة نظركم، سواء كان شخص أو موقع إلكتروني أو كتاب أو مركز دعوي. ما هو المشروع الذي تعتقد أنت أنه أفاد الإسلام وأقنع الكثير من غير المسلمين في دخول الإسلام؟ ما هو المشروع الذي أنت ترشحه ليتم تكريمه من قبل موقع نون الإلكتروني؟ أرسل ترشيحك الآن. اشترك معنا في هذه القناة، بإذن الله راح توصل لك حلقاتنا أول بأول، وساهم معنا في نشر هذه القناة.